AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The death toll in Kentucky from floods rises to 11 as the East Coast and Midwest brace for more bad weather.
Nearly all of Kentucky under flood warnings after at least 8 feet of rain hit the state. Governor Andy Beshear calls the situation dire and says most of the deaths were cars getting stuck in high water.
We are still in the search and rescue phase of this emergency.
In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott says they're preparing for severe weather across the state, from fires to floods to freezing temperatures, some near zero.
When temperatures get that cold, lives are at risk. People need to be very cautious here in the coming days as the temperatures plummet.
And the National Weather Service says there's a snowstorm forecast for the Northeast and Midwest. I'm Julie Walker.
A Trump loyalist has been nominated for a permanent position as D.C.'s U.S. attorney.
Ed Martin, who's been serving as D.C.'s top prosecutor, has been nominated by President Trump to stay on as U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia on a permanent basis. His appointment must be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Martin is a conservative activist who led a chant at the Stop the Steal rally the day before the Capitol riot. More recently, Martin has defended the work of Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency and oversaw the dismissal of hundreds of January 6th cases after the president's sweeping pardon and clemencies.
I'm Jennifer King.
The Trump administration has begun firing several hundred Federal Aviation Administration employees. The move upends staff on a busy air travel weekend and just weeks after a fatal mid-air collision in Washington. The Canadian national anthem was lightly booed by fans in Boston at the Four Nations face-off this afternoon. It was an apparent payback for the jeering of the Star-Spangled Banner during the opening rounds in Montreal last week. This is AP News. Israel plans to construct new settler homes in the occupied West Bank.
Peace Now says the development of 974 new housing units would allow the population of Efrat settlement to expand by 40%. It would also block the development of the nearby Palestinian city of Bethlehem. Construction of the new homes won't start for at least another year after the contracting process and issuing of permits. Israel has already built more than 100 settlements across the West Bank, ranging from hilltop outposts to fully developed communities. More than 500,000 settlers live in the occupied West Bank, which is home to some 3 million Palestinians. The settlers have Israeli citizenship, while Palestinians live under military rule, a situation which major human rights groups have described as apartheid, allegations rejected by the Israeli government. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.